1. Begin transmission.
Hoy yo yo. Oh, let's get out of the car here. It is 19:30 UTC. The time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And today on this, what day is it? Tuesday? I don't know. It's a nice day. It's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The sun is shining. All the snow has melted from the big snowstorm 2 days ago. And I thought I need to go outside because I haven't been outside for a while. And I did not bring the pocket operator. I thought maybe people might need a break from that. At least for a day. We can always get back to it. I'm sort of looking over in that direction for marmots. I don't see any. But I'm not going to investigate any further. I'm just going to head into the forest. Because one of the reasons I wanted to come out here today was to see if the egrets are here yet. At about this time of year, around, you know, halfway through April, great egrets start to show up here at Herrenhaven. Great egrets are white herons. And we do like herons here at Herrenhaven. So we've come to check to see if they've arrived yet. And then they usually stick around for a couple weeks, then they go wherever they go. Hey, here's a butterfly. I also wanted to get out today and walk around because of my knee. My knee has been so messed up. I really crunched it a few days ago and I have been doing nothing. Oh, wind. I didn't think it was this windy outside today. And why do I have wind? I'm in the forest now. Okay. So yeah, I'm out trying to get some exercise on my toasty knee. And I can feel it. Yeah, so fun. I'm having some difficulty going up and down stairs. Walking normally is just kind of all right. Hey, did something go in that hole? Unknown. I'm checking a marmot den and there's looks like there's been some activity, but not marmot activity. Like some other dude, little dude, went in that hole. So I'm walking around on a crunchy knee. And when I say a crunchy knee, imagine grabbing a handful of Rice Krispies. You squeeze that handful of Rice Krispies as hard as you can. And that's what my knee feels like when I put weight on it. It feels like Rice Krispies. Ooh. Am I damaged? I might be. I don't know. So I'm having a good day. Although a weird day. I got up super late. I don't know what happened. I woke up this morning, as usual, 6 hours or about 6.5 hours after I went to bed. And this was around 9:30 this morning. And I thought, I need a little bit more sleep. So I rolled over, I went back to bed. I didn't get up until 7 minutes after 2 p.m. Well, I don't know what that was all about. Okay, so now I have walked out to the cut, looking over the Mulhall's property, and I don't see any. Wait, what's that? Is that something out there? Yeah. Who's that? Yeah. There's a lump out there. He's right out in the middle. There's a Mati out there. Hi, Mati. Who's good Mati? He's grazing Mati. Grazing for food. He's having some fun. Hey, he looked up. He just noticed me. I smell something kind of stinky, too. And I think they mowed in here. Did they? Hard to tell. Now that marmot, he's looking up. He's about 50 meters away. He doesn't care. He looks up, he sees me, and he says, yes, so what? He doesn't care about my knee. So I got up really late today. And now I'm afraid that I'll stay up really late. I won't be able to go to sleep. And I'll stay up really late. I'll stay up until, you know, like 10 o'clock in the morning. Then my sleep will get all messed up. I've got a doctor's appointment I need to go to in a couple of days. I don't want to miss that. Oh. And I feel bad that I wasted a few hours of the day sleeping. I feel vaguely guilty about sleeping so long. Because I could have gotten some other work done. Like what? I don't know. We could have come out here earlier. Or maybe we could have set up some equipment and played with pocket operators and whatever. I don't know. Ooh, big wind. Big wind. Maybe I should turn the gain down a little bit too. Just in case. Alright, I'm heading out to the boardwalk. There's still no leaves on the trees or anything. Everything's still brown. So I can see into the water. And I see some goosers. We're not quite out to the boardwalk proper yet. Now we're on the boardwalk. Oh my god. And there's Big Bluey right over there. Big Bluey is 30 yards away. He's fishing for dudes over there in the corner. And there's a guy at the end of the boardwalk. He doesn't seem to notice that Big Bluey is right here. And there's some geese floating around. All right. Big Bluey is on the fish. He's angled down and everything. There's a couple ducks over there too. That's where all the yummy fish are today, apparently. I'm gonna slowly sneak back into the forest so I don't spook Big Bluey. I hope he gets a yummy fish. Alright, that's kind of weird. Big Bluey is right there. Holy cats. And there's some people up here at the sub pond. What are they looking for? Looking for dudes. We're going to have to tell them about Big Bluey. Our resident blue heron is standing right out there. So as soon as you get out there, look to your right. He's fishing. So somebody's going to get to see a blue heron today. Everybody loves blue herons. At least I do. I like any... I'm not a huge bird fan. But I've started to really appreciate ducks. And I like large, tall birds that go striding through the water, walking around. So I like herons. I like bitterns. I like egrets. I'm starting to like those guys. All right, I'm walking over the land bridge, looking into the billabong. I see no action. I shouldn't twist like that. That's putting some strain on my knee. The other thing I should mention, now that we're 9 minutes into the show, is that we're on extremely low batteries. Oh, I twisted weird. I got no bars. And we could go bingo battery at any time. And you'll know if we do, because suddenly we'll be back home. And I'm hoping to run these batteries all the way down soon, because I want to start using the rechargeable batteries that I received from my brother for my birthday. And we'll have a green show then. Alright, I'm in the wall blind, sneaking out towards the water. Our goose is still sitting in the elbow on her nest. And I don't see anything else happening. Where's all my scratties these days? The scratties might still be up in the spring corner. The corner of the pond that is fed by the spring. Actually, the pond is actually fed by the spring in two places, but we don't need to go into that. Walking around Frog Harbor, some ducks are flying towards me and right over my head. Bye, duckies! And there's some geese down there. Any frogs here in Frog Harbor? I did actually see a frog last time we were here, a week ago. I do not see any frogs at this time. But they're coming. We'll get lots of froggy frogs soon enough. Oh, and I need to go to the store. I haven't gone to the store in a few days. Going to have to get some foods. There's a squirrel running around over here. Hi, squirrely. Oh, maybe I'll go to the store tonight. Jeez, we got a lot of squirrels out and about today. It's squirrel party time. Okay, that's cool too. Ow. So, what else was I supposed to do today? Oh, yeah. My lawyer called me, said, hey, you might get this thing in the mail, and blah, 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 call me. So it turns out, yeah, I got the thing in the mail. And I woke up too early to call him. It's not really that important. But I will call him because I do have a few questions. All right, now I'm standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. I see no turtles, I see no dudes. Oh, there's one goose out there, kind of hiding. All right, so now we're gonna head over to the big blind, see if we've got any egrets out here yet. Am I still going? Yep, batteries haven't died yet. And so as I approach the blind, I'm looking up into the trees, looking for egrets, because they do like to roost up in the trees, especially over there, right over there. Oh, I'm not seeing any yet. Any egrets yet?
I haven't seen any.
It's about that time of year.
For them to be back. I saw a blue heron about 10 days ago somewhere.
Oh, we have lots of turtles on the logs today.
Yeah, a lot of them over there. And we've got little flycatchers down here. See?
Oh, yes.
And I don't know what it is. I sure I don't. And I thought I saw a yellow one before, but when it flew, that fly sheet yellow behind.
Oh, yeah, and that makes it real obvious.
Yeah. And there's some advancers out there.
I thought that's what those were.
Yeah. The advancers, and I guess scop. The black and white, and all the yellows.
Oh, like this guy right out here. He just dove.
Just went into
it. Oh, it's diving duck time.
Yeah. Now there's, I think that's scop over there. Now they all both dive. Okay, what's this one here?
Oh, there's our blue heron. He's back there in the corner. See him flying? He just landed.
Oh, I missed him.
He is straight back there, pretty much in the... Yeah, he's
okay,
you see him,
it.
He just flapped. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's two out there. There's one actually in the water. He's facing.
Is he to the left of the one on the bank or to the right?
He is to the right of the one on the bank. About 20 yards. Oh my God, there's a third one out there.
I see.
Yeah, now there's another one out there too. About 20 yards or 30 yards to the right. Or I mean to the left. He's standing right out there.
I wonder what that flycatcher is out here. Straight out from us.
That one on the branch?
Yeah.
I can see him, but I can't tell what he is.
I can't tell either. Here's something right in front of us. Are those phoebes?
Oh, could be. I'm not really a bird guy.
No. I'm not as much as I used to be.
You know, I came today thinking we might see egrets, but we've got three blue herons out there today.
But I haven't looked, but somebody said yesterday somebody saw some hermit thrushes out here, several of them.
Interesting.
But I haven't seen anything, and I make so much noise with my walker. Yeah. And I can't go in all the trails they can go in.
I imagine we'll see egrets soon.
I would think so, but I haven't seen anything on the, you know, on the internet that any birders have posted that they've seen egrets.
Hey, we've had such a strange spring, it might be a while.
It's just so strange.
Somebody got too close to somebody else.
Yeah, it sure did. And he came at him with a big rush, too.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole row of turtles.
It's a turtle party on the log. All right, I'm heading up the hill. You keep watching.
Okay.
I shall. Ooh. So yeah, ran into one of our birders here in the big blind as I go up the loop trail. She's watching the ducks and the birdies, and even though we found no egrets today, we did find three blue herons. And that one that I saw fly in, I think was Big Bluey that was over there. I think that one sitting out there on that point, I think that's Black Cap Chappie. I recognize his head. The other one that's out there, I'm not sure, because I can't see him good enough. But I think that's that little one that we started seeing showing up here last year, and he likes to sit in the trees up close. That's my guess anyway. I think I know where these herons are nesting. They're nesting about half a mile away on some other Mulhall's property. Maybe 3/4 of a mile away. Remember when we found the heron tree? That's where they live. And hopefully they'll have lots of baby blue herons and we'll see them. Not much going on down in the ravine today. I'm now at the top of the hill. And I'm looking around for dudes. I see no dudes. But most importantly, I want to check this marmot den. Because even though I can't really tell, yeah, no. It kind of looks like there's been some action around here, but I don't think that den has been in use. So I don't know where or what's going on. I think just other animals are running up and down this animal path, you know, foxes and stuff. Because there's signs of activity on the path, just not in the den, so. Okay. Ugh. The good news is, I just had to pull up my pants. Why is that good news? That's good news because it means I'm losing weight. A month ago, I could barely put these pants on. That's good. So maybe I'm in a weight losing cycle. I hope so. I'm getting more exercise now that the weather is warm enough that we can go outside. Oh, my knee is weird. Walking down that hill was not the best of ideas. Okay, back on the bridge that overlooks the turtle pond. Hey, what's that? Is that a turtle floating around out there? Is that a snapper? No, I don't think that is a snapper. I think that is a stick. Oh, my knee is messed up. Maybe I won't go to the store. Do I have enough food to get through the day? Yeah, I think I do. Oh, maybe I'll go to the store tonight, or maybe I won't. Or maybe I'll just go now. I mean, I don't want to do another episode of Let's Go to the Store, but it might happen. And here we go. Here's our heron spotters right here. Let's see if they managed to catch him. Did you manage to see that guy?
We did.
He flew over there. There's two more out there. They're out way out in the corner.
Okay.
There's also turtles on the logs, so look for turtles. Everybody loves turtles. Turtles on the log. You know I love them. Yeah, we had about, a dozen turtles. Little turtles, our favorite Western painted turtles. Haven't seen any snappers yet this year. Snappa! Oh, but I can't wait until we do. We do got snappers galore out there. So I'll be happy. And here's the guy that was out on the boardwalk. Howdy! He's got his walking stick. He's out doing the same thing I am. Therapy walking. Okay, what else we got? As we come out of the back 40, I'm looking down into the sub pond. Nothing. Looking over towards the billabong. I see some ripples, some fish ripples. Fish ripples. Fishies. There's some bluegill in here. All right, now we're back to the cut. Let's see. Let's walk out there. Well, now we're exposed to the wind. So windy. Where's our marmot? Is he still out here? Yep, there he is. He's way out there. Oh, and he saw me. Now he's turning around and running away and showing me his butt. Now he's stopped. He's at least 100 meters out. What's he scared of? You chickeny mutt. And he's going down into the little ditch. There's a, on the, between the Mulhalls property and West Maple Road, and there he goes. He's out of sight. There's a little stream. And this is the stream that is the exit of the Heron Haven Pond. The weir feeds this little stream, and the stream runs about 120 meters into the Papio Creek. And that's where our marmot just ran. He ran into that little stream. Such a mutty. What else we got going on here? Any other matties out here? No, but there's some geese kind of out by the weir. They're just hanging out, doing their goosey business. Goose business. Is that matty gonna come back out? I don't think so. He's probably getting a nice drink of water, because he's so matty. Ugh. Oh, my knee. I love to complain about my knee. Really, what I should be doing is figuring out some more stuff to sample for the pocket operator. Maybe we should make some music. And something I thought of, and I thought this was sort of a weird thing to do, but I should actually check all my equipment, which is a lot, to see how much of it has any 5-volt pulse sync.
Howdy.
But I don't think any of my stuff does. You know, anything that is MIDI, why would it have old 5-volt pulse sync, you know? You saw all that sync stuff in the early 80s, and then when MIDI got cheap enough to slap on everything, everything just became MIDI. And I'm a MIDI guy. And I'm trying to think. You know, one time Booper gave me one of his old drum machines that had sync out. I don't know what happened to it. That might be in a box somewhere, but it seems to me like I got rid of that a couple decades ago, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I need to look at all my professional gear to see if it says, if any of it's got a sync mode, the cheesy 5-volt early sync. And then the funny thing is some of them, even if we do find it, it'll be DIN connectors instead of, you know, TRS connectors. I don't know. Maybe I should go to pawn shops. Start looking for really old junk. Wait, what's that over there? Oh, it's actually a weird bird. Oh, it's one of those red-breasted woodpeckers. He's on the ground, pecking at the ground. And I only saw part of his brown butt moving, and I thought maybe it was a marmot, because he's over by a marmot hole. That's a big woodpecker. Jeez. He's a beast. I don't know. I kind of feel like making something. Do I need to build a sync box? No. I don't need to build a sync box because I don't have anything to sync with the pocket operator to begin with. So, I don't know. Oh, maybe we could just sample some professional gear. Why would we do that? I don't know. Because the pocket operator, being so lo-fi, it doesn't do any good to sample any really great sounds, because it's not going to be able to do them to begin with. So, I don't know. All right, I'm back out in front of the building here. I just want to walk over here, kind of to the mushroom garden area, to check some of these mati holes. Let's see if there's any matis back here. Oh, I see a squirrely. I see a squirrel. I do not see any mats, but man, I'm looking at fresh dirt kicked out of holes. Lots of fresh dirt where a mati's been digging. Looking for mats, but I don't think they're here right now. No, they're not hanging out. Big wind coming up here. Looking down this little road, see if there's any mats back here. No. And while this wind is blowing, I might as well say that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I need to go to the store or something. I don't know. But I gotta go. So tune in tomorrow. Maybe we'll get back to some pocket operating. I don't know. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Fumata.
Welcome to my 4th radio show.